It's all good. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, I pray you do. Let's begin. Open your Bibles with me to Acts chapter 14. Acts chapter 14. Praise God. When you're there, just say amen. The apostle says this in verse 22. He says, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. Hello? Nowhere in the Word of God does he say it's a cakewalk. Nowhere in the Word of God does he say we will not go through things. Matter of fact, in John chapter 16, John 16, verse number 33, Jesus said this. He said, and these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. He didn't say maybe. He didn't say perhaps, but he said you will. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. And one of the things the Lord is speaking to my heart about today is to recognize who we are in Christ and the accessibility we have to the throne of God. Amen. Because of who's in us, because of Christ Jesus. So with that in mind, look, open your Bibles to 2 Peter chapter 1, and we'll get into our text for today. How many are going through something in their life? Come on. How many know what God promises you in his word? How many know that this too shall pass? How many know that we have to have revelation and understanding that my God shall supply for all of my need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus? Amen. I had one of those weeks where some things that went wrong, went wrong. I had a vehicle that broke down. It was very expensive. I had my zero-turn mower broke down and different things. And then the only thing the Lord said to my heart, is said, who is your supplier? I said, you are, Lord. So he said, why? Don't even be concerned with those things. Amen. But in the natural, what we want to do, we want to exalt and make those things larger than God. I said it on Wednesday night, and I'm going to say it before we preach this morning. Don't tell God how big your problem is. Tell your problem how big God is. Amen. Hello? We serve a great and mighty God that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or even think. We got to change the way we think. Amen. We got to think according to the kingdom of God. That doesn't have anything to do with the message. God's just doing something to introduce us today. Amen. Because God has a plan and he has a purpose in every heart and every life of everyone that's gathered here. And God will not leave one out. He sees every last thing that you're going through, and nothing is past his attention. His heart and his feelings are with your heart and with your feelings, and he's just as close as the call of his name. He said that he will carry you through no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, or no matter what it feels like. Amen. Amen. Oh, the Lord wants me to understand something. Amen. We serve a God that has an open heaven. Amen. Amen. Come on. So with this in mind, and I'm going to lead somewhere and go somewhere. I believe the Holy Spirit wants to take us here. And 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 3. The Word of God says, according as his divine power have given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding and great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and the knowledge temperance, and the temperance patience, and the patience godliness, and the godliness brotherly kindness, and the brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. If you do these things, ye shall never fall. And here's where I want to lead us today, in verse number 11 for the message. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly and to the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today I want to talk to you about the accessibility, the access to his throne, to accept his timing, and to attain his promises. Amen? Amen? Can we lift the word and make a declaration? I'm going to teach this to Dave right now. Can we make a declaration together? Repeat after me. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're so grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in every heart and every life. I love what the Apostle Paul said, that your word comes to edify, to exhort, and to comfort the hearers today. So, Father God, just as Isaiah prayed, Lord Jesus, I pray that you send the angel, and may the angel take those tongs and grab those coals and place them upon my lips, because I'm a man of unclean lips. And may the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to the hearers and blessing to the kingdom of God. And when all is said and done, all glory and honor will be unto you. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people says, amen and amen. You know, when we're looking at the accessibility, the access to something is the act of entering or stepping into, and we're talking about access to the throne of God. You know, Jesus said in John 14:6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. So just recognize that faith in Jesus gives us access to the throne of God. Amen? And if you aren't trusting in Jesus and you're asking something from God, you can't get the cart in front of the horse. Amen. You get Jesus and get with Jesus, and then Jesus goes to the Father for you. Amen. He's ever making intercession for you and I. Amen. So one of the things that we do, the access to the throne of God is by faith. And if you look at Romans chapter 5, verse number 1. The Apostle Paul says this. He says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith and to this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Amen. Amen. So when we're looking at this and we're seeing this, it's for by grace that we're saved by faith. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any of us should boast. And our faith in Jesus Christ gives us access to the throne of God. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I need the Lord more and more. Amen. I need more of him and less of me. Amen. Every time I think I got something going, more of me raises up. Amen. I like to keep me buried. Amen. It's kind of hard keeping me buried. There's so much of me that is still alive. Amen. Anybody besides me? Come on. The Apostle Paul said this. He said this. He said, I die daily. Amen. Amen. He wasn't dying in the flesh. He was dying in his spirit, man, so the Spirit of God could arise in him. And when the Spirit of God arises in him, then the enemy will be scattered in the name of Jesus. Amen. But God wants us to recognize that we serve a God with an open heaven because we put our trust in Jesus Christ alone for our salvation. That gives us some boldness in Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians 3. Verse number 10. The Apostle Paul says this. He says, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Then the Apostle Paul says this, wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is for your glory. I'll tell you something, as a leader, as someone in the front, you don't recognize so many times the battles that I go handle and fight for you. Because God cares for you. Amen. And he's called someone to lead you and guide you. Amen. And as I'm leading and guiding you, I face some adversity in your, for your behalf. Amen. So that you don't have to face it. God, if you had a revelation and understanding how many things missed you because somebody was standing in the gap for you, you would recognize and give God more praise than you ever did before. Amen. I don't know about you, but he deserves all the glory. He deserves all the honor, and he deserves all the praise because he's got my back. He's got my front. He's got my sides. Amen. He's got me in the hole of his hand. Amen. And when I think about it, he holds my hand. Amen. When he takes me by the hand and leads me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. Hallelujah. I'm going to get soulish on you here. Maybe I get a little soul come out. Amen. God wants you to understand this access that we have to the throne of God. Amen. God wants you to know that you have access to the throne of God through your faith in Jesus Christ. And you can go boldly into the throne of grace and receive mercy. Hallelujah. Amen. I love that song. His mercy says no. He doesn't want to let you go. He doesn't want to let you slip away. Life and death are standing face to face. Clara's going to sing with me today. His mercy says no. Now, hallelujah. Look at your one. Look at one next to you. Say, thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his grace. Amen. So when I'm looking at this boldness, the writer of Hebrews would say in Hebrews 13, say this, I'm going to say this to myself. Say that. I'm going to say this to myself. So that I may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. All right, again, I will boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man should do unto me. I will boldly say, come on. I shall not fear that what man shall do unto me. In this world, we're facing with all kinds of adversity right now as the body of Christ. And I can boldly say, I will not fear. Come on. Did you get it in your spirit yet? Maybe you have to say it again. Y'all didn't get any spirit yet. Whose report are you going to believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what it seems like, I will boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. You can throw me in jail, you can throw me in prison, and even in prison, I'm going to proclaim the name of Jesus. I'm going to glorify God, and I'm going to bring souls to the kingdom of God. For the kingdom of God suffer violence, and the violent take it by force. Amen. Come on. Come on. I'm looking for a Holy Ghost pep rally in here. Amen. 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 Can we get a little excited about the Jesus we serve? Then he said, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. If it aligns with God's word, it's him. Amen? Amen? Are y'all with me? So we have access to the throne through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen? Then he says, here's one of the things that he's speaking to me about. This is one of the hard ones. To accept his timing. I've said it before. I'll say it 100 times. His time is not our time, but he's always on time. He's never late. Look to one next to you and say, his time is not our time. But he's always on time. He is never late. You know, if we get that into our hearts and our lives, and we believe God in his word, we believe that all things are working together for the good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. We know that his time is not our time, and he's working things and he's doing things around us to accomplish his will in this world. Hallelujah. Amen. We're getting ready to step into one of the greatest revivals that's ever witnessed in this world from the beginning of time. There's an end time harvest of souls is coming like never before, and it's going to come in the midst of tribulation when the church rises up and shouts in the middle of the storm. And when they're shouting in the middle of the storm, then God can enter into it and he can accomplish his will. Amen. And everybody that thinks it's going to be a hayride and then his glory is just going to come because we're on this hayride. Hello? Let faith arise, and the enemies will be scattered. Only time faith arises is when you're faced with something, is when you're going through something. And if you weren't going through something, you wouldn't need faith for it. Hello? Are y'all with me? So in Isaiah chapter 49, verse number 8, Lord's speaking about restoration. He's speaking of Israel, but it moves forward from Israel because Israel hasn't been restored yet. Israel was separated because they didn't trust in Jesus, and they're going through tribulation and storms. And the door was open for you and I, the Gentile. Amen? Amen. This is our season. This is our time. And in verse number 8, it says, thus saith the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in the day of salvation have I helped thee. I will preserve thee and give thee for a covenant of the people to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritages, that thou mayest say to the prisoners, go forth. To them that are in darkness, show yourselves. They shall feed in the ways, and their pastures shall be in all high places. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall their heat nor sun smite them, for he that have mercy on them shall lead them, even by the springs of water shall he guide them. And I will make all my mountains a way, and my highways shall be exalted. Amen. You know, when we sing that song, Waymaker, when we sing that song, Waymaker, we need to allow God to arise in us and recognize as we're singing that song that God has made a way through Jesus Christ. He's given us access to his throne to accept his timing. Amen. Recognizing that he's never late. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, that all the promises of God in him are yes and amen. And Psalm 69, well, Pastor, why are you going all this word? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The psalmist says this, in verse 13, but as for me, my prayers are to thee, O Lord. In an acceptable time, O God, in the multitude of thy mercy, hear me, and the truth of thy salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me not be delivered. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. Amen. There is no such thing as a child of God to say that you hate someone. The Bible says we do not wrestle with flesh and blood, but against principalities, against rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Our battle isn't with people. When you put a face on it, you lose the battle every time. Hello? We're not to render evil for evil. We're to bless them that persecute us and despitefully use us for his name's sake, for great is our reward. Amen. We're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I'm not acting like the world acts. Amen. I'm letting my light so shine before men that they may see my good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. How does my light shine? When darkness tries to overwhelm it, when evil and wickedness come in, then his light is bright. His light shines brighter in the midst of darkness. It doesn't become darkness to reach darkness. It's light that casts out darkness. When I turn on the light in this room, darkness flees. If I turn off the light, there's nothing I can do about darkness but live in it. And God said, you're all lights in a dark world. So he said, let that light shine. Whatever measures in you, let it shine. And when you walk into a room, the atmosphere changes because darkness flees at the presence of the Lord. Amen. Let's don't give the devil so much credit. Amen. You know, you think we give him too much credit sometimes? So in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, the Apostle Paul pins it like this when you're suffering, when you're going through storms in ministry. He says, we then as workers together with him beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in the time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee, or succor means to keep. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. But you got to get verse 3. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. Man, there's more children of God and people in church that take offense at everything. Always taking offense. I'm offended. Oh, they said that. They look at me like that. They walk like that. They talk like that. Let it go. People are people and people do stuff wrong. Don't take offense. Every time you take offense, you open the gate and the doorway to the adversary to steal your peace, to steal your joy, to steal your happiness. Amen. God purchased all those things for you. So in the midst of the storm, you can have peace in the midst of it. And if you take offense, guess what? You're never going to have peace. If you take offense, guess what? You're never going to have joy. You're not going to do it. And where does your joy and your peace come from? They come from the Spirit of God. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in this world. Come on. Oh, you don't understand, Pastor. You offended me. Hey, guess what? I offend myself sometimes and I get over it. Which makes you think I'm going to leave you out. But what the Word of God is saying to us is we can't take offense. If we take offense, what are we? We're the world. We're not the church. We don't respond like the world responds. We respond according to the Word of God. Amen? Amen? Let me say to you, don't take offense when somebody disagrees with you. You disagree in love. You don't have to agree with everything. Hello? Amen? I'm not agreeing with the world. I'm not agreeing in stuff. I'm just saying, but I'm going to disagree in love. Amen? Are you with me? So we have access to Christ, to the throne, to accept His timing, to attain His promises. Look at your neighbor and say, all the promises of God are yes and amen. In Philippians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul says in verse number 10, he says that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. If I can't die to myself, I ain't going to resurrect either. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. In other words, if he wasn't dead, he wouldn't live. I am the resurrection and life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? In other words, we have a resurrected spirit. We have a resurrected soul. And we're going to face some things. You know, one of the things I looked at, you know, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of the COVID whatsoever. I'm not concerned about it at all. And the way I look at it is simple as this. If I die, amen, I die. If I die, I'm going to be absent from the body. I'm going to be present with the Lord. Amen. Rather absent or present, I'm the Lord. I'm not going to let something stop me from moving and being the man of God that God's called me to be, to reach this lost world with the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I don't know. I'm really healthy right now, but I can walk outside, got hit by a car, and get killed. That's my appointed time to die. I don't know. I don't understand it all the time. I don't understand why young people die, but I know why young people die, because of the sin in this world. Amen? Because the wages of sin is death. That's the penalty of sin. Amen? And that's why sickness and death came in this world. But we thank God for the grace and mercy and love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen? Are y'all with me? Am I preaching to myself or is anybody else getting anything? In Job 17, he says this, to remind you and I, as we're holding on to the promises of God, we attain the promises. The righteous also shall hold on his way, verse number 9, Job 17. And he that have clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. Amen? I don't know about you, but I love to be strengthened in his power and his might. Amen? His strength is made perfect in my weakness. Therefore, I glorify him in my infirmities, that his powers may rest upon me. Amen? And that's what the Apostle Paul says. If we don't take this word and apply it personally to our lives, it's just word. Amen? So, with that in mind, in Ephesians 1, have I lost you yet? Are you still with me? Tell your neighbor, wake up, I'm still, he's almost getting ready to close. He's not a long-winded preacher. I guess in this day and age where everything's moving so quick, they might consider me to be a long-winded preacher. Everybody wants a three-minute hamburger, all right? Cooked in 3 minutes. Ephesians 1, verse number 10. He says that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, and whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him that worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. So what is the Lord saying in closing to us today? The accessibility. That he's given us access to the throne through faith in Jesus Christ. To accept his timing. Because his timing is perfect. To attain his promises. To accomplish his will. To accomplish his will. In 1 John chapter 2. He was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our sins. Verse number 17. The beloved John says this. He says, and the world passeth away, and the lusts thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So he is saying to you and I that when we accept, when we have access to his throne, to accept his timing, to attain his promises, to accomplish his will in our life, and this is what we will achieve. Romans chapter 12. Verse number 2. Where the apostle says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're grateful for your word, and Lord, we're grateful for sending it here to accomplish something in every heart and every life. First and foremost, the word of God declares that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Maybe you're here today and one time you've accepted him as your Lord and Savior, or maybe you've drifted away and you need to rededicate your life to him. If that is you, would you slip up your hand and say, that's me. I need to rededicate my life. Is there anyone at all? Father, I thank you, Father God, that you're the searcher of all hearts and all lives. So, Father God, I pray, Father God, as we gather together around the altars, you continue to minister to hearts and lives. May we recognize that we have access to your throne through Jesus, Father God, that we accept your timing, that we attain your promises, that we accomplish your will, and we achieve a transformation in our lives. So would you come with me? We're going to gather around the altar and take communion today.